Pave Point is calling on travellers to adhere fully to public health measures, including restrictions on funerals. And this follows a large funeral that took place in Carrick-on-Shannon in County Leitrim yesterday. Martin Collins from Pave Point is on the line. Martin Collins, good morning to you.
Good morning, Anya.
I'm sure you've seen the Irish Mirror at this stage, the pictures of about 300 people, we're told, at a funeral. Huge crowds, a marquee. Paul Reid, it's his hometown. He's quoted as saying it's pretty demoralising. What's your reaction?
Well, first of all, Anya, let me convey my deepest condolences to the bereaved family and friends of the deceased. Yes, I did see the images of the marquee and the large gathering, and it is very disappointing. It's very concerning, and it's not acceptable, you know, in the middle of a global health pandemic, that some people are behaving in this way. And where Pave Point's message has been very consistent and very clear that all people, travellers or settled, need to adhere to the public health guidelines. Public health and the preservation of life trumps everything else. I understand how difficult it is for travellers to stay away from funerals, but cultural norms and traditions will have to take a back seat at this time. People must realise at this stage, almost 4,500 people have died from COVID-19 in Ireland, and more will die if people don't observe the public health guidelines. Anya, I have a 42-year-old cousin, the father of five children, ranging from 7 years old up to 17 years old, getting buried this morning in Mullingar. Not only was he my cousin, he was a very good friend. I can't attend that funeral. We have to make these sacrifices. Professor Philip Nolan was on your programme earlier on, and he said it's really important that we don't relax or become complacent at this time. If we do, we will undo all the progress we have made so far.
And, you know, you talk about the sacrifices, you know, that you and so many others are making, not going to your cousin's funeral. We've seen, of course, you know, student street parties. It's not unique to members of the travelling community. But do you fear that this will lead to stigmatisation?
Well, I'm glad you raised that point, because if I did, I might sound a little bit defensive. But it is a really important point that we don't have a monopoly. I mean, thankfully, the vast majority of travellers are observing the guidelines, but there is a cohort who are not. And the same, as you rightly point out, you know, applies to the settled community, even those in the higher echelons of society. We all remember Govgate, you know, Supreme Court judges and EU commissioners and so forth. So, look, regardless of your ethnic origin, it's not acceptable to be getting involved in large gatherings. People must observe the public health guidelines. Avoid large gatherings. Don't travel 5 kilometres beyond your home. Wash your hands frequently. Wear a mask in public places. And if people take these steps and are a lot more responsible, then we will beat beat this virus, and we will get back to something that will resemble something like normality.
Okay, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this morning there, Martin Collins of Pave Point, and condolences on the loss of your cousin. The time is 10 to 9.